بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه واله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد, our brothers and sisters, there was a time when this earth was a gaseous mass spinning in space. And then slowly particles coalesced and they became like grains of sand, and the grains collided, an enormous heat was produced and they fused and they became rocks, and rocks became bigger rocks until we had a big rock called Earth. And then around 4.5 billion years ago, this earth had a twin, and the twin was called Thea. And this twin was on an intersecting orbit. And the intersecting orbit is a nice way of saying that it is destined to collide. And it did. Thea smashed into the earth. Thea had a core of iron which went inside the earth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ba'san shadid wa manafi'u lil nas. Allah said, we sent iron, which is very strong and it is beneficial for human beings. And Thea disintegrated. But in that process also, it sheared off another mass, which broke off from the earth and went into its own orbit. That mass is what we know today as the moon. The earth was already spinning with this smash. It was spinning very fast. A day on the earth at that time was 5 hours. But because of the moon and the gravitational force of the moon, and because the moon was where it was, it slowed down the spinning of the earth to a day which is now 24 hours. The smashing of Thea into the earth also had another phenomenally fantastic effect, and that was that it tilted the axis of the earth to an exact angle of 23.5 degrees. Now, why is that 23.5 degrees important? Because of that, the sun, the light of the sun, where it falls and how it falls, that is what gives us our seasons. If it was anything less or more, the earth would either be a completely frozen mass of ice, or it would be a molten mass of rock, lava. So the earth had, the moon of course also is big enough to create the tides, and we know what happens with the tides. The earth had all of this, but didn't have one very important thing, and that was water. There was no water on earth. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a storm. Why does water come out of nowhere? Allah sent a storm, a massive colossal storm that smashed into the earth, and there was water. It filled up cavities and ditches, and one ditch we call the Pacific, and the other ditch we call the Atlantic, and the third ditch we call something else. Water has had its own properties. It was a universal solvent. It dissolved anything. It had properties where when it froze, it existed simultaneously in three states. So that's one of the major properties of water. Existed simultaneously in three states: liquid, solid and gas. When it froze, instead of contracting, it expanded. When it froze, instead of becoming heavier, it became lighter. when it converted from liquid to gas and back to liquid, and it did that normally without somebody doing something to it, it converted from liquid to gas and back to liquid, and in that process it also purified itself. So you had what we now know as the system of evaporation and precipitation. The four-letter word for that is rain. Now, as a consequence of that came a system of harnessing solar energy. The earth produced freestanding, self-propagating, self-sustaining solar panels called trees. And of course, the tree didn't come by itself. It again started with unicellular state and so on, but eventually trees. Now, how do these trees spread across the world? We have a sign of that in Zambia. Every year at fruiting time in a particular place, fruit-eating bats from all over Africa, they collect. And exactly at 6.05 p.m. every night, they go out to feed. It's like somebody gives a signal. They don't go at 6, they don't go at 6.10, they go at 6.05. And they leave. How many bats? They estimate maybe 10 million. How much food do they eat? They eat the equivalent of 100 tons of fruit every night. And then what happens to the fruit? The bats eat everything. They eat the seeds, they eat everything else. And then they fly. And the seeds pass through their alimentary canal. And a new forest is created. Now this we know it's happening today, but similar things happened in the past. So these trees were there, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created animals, and among the animals we have the age which we know as the age of the dinosaurs. And so there were dinosaurs and all kinds of dinosaurs, small ones, big ones, flying ones, terrestrial ones, burrowing ones, dinosaurs in the sea. And imagine you are there at that time, a humanoid, a little bit like that, your life was constantly in danger, you had to hide the whole time. And imagine you had a dinosaur like Tyrannosaurus Rex, who probably said, "Man ashadda minna quwwah, man ashadda minna quwwah." He said, "Who is stronger than us?" Like the ad said, "Who is stronger than us?" And of course, I mean, the dinosaur didn't say anything of the sort. The dinosaurs were creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the one hand, you had the trees, which were the solar panels. They converted sunlight, they used sunlight to convert carbon dioxide into starch using chlorophyll. And that entire process is called photosynthesis, as different from chemosynthesis, which we talked about yesterday. And then you had dinosaurs who, some of them were herbivorous, so they ate from the trees and they ate from the grass and so on, and the carnivorous one, then they ate the other dinosaurs and so on. And this whole process continued across the world until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided to change that. And a meteor hit the earth. Now, where did it hit the earth? It hit the earth in Mexico, in the Yucatan Peninsula. The crater of the meteor is there till today. You can go see it. Now, this meteor could have hit the earth. The earth is spinning, right? So, the meteor could have been just a couple of seconds late and it would have landed in the Pacific. There would have been a colossal splash and that's it. Nothing would have changed. Right? But the meteor hit that critical couple of seconds later and it hit where it hit. The same meteor could have hit, instead of in the Pacific or in the ocean, it could have hit on the earth in some place, maybe the Sahara or somewhere, And still there would have been a colossal smash. There would have been obviously an earthquake as a result of that. But still probably nothing would have happened. Nothing major would have happened. But this meteor, coming from outer space, traveling for Allah only knows how many million light years, traveling at a speed which Allah only knows what it is, literally thousands of miles per second, hit the earth exactly and precisely in the Yucatan Peninsula in what is now Mexico, on top of a sulfur deposit. The sulfur vaporized, it covered the earth, it completely blocked out the sun, and the earth froze. And we had what we call the first ice age. The earth froze. And the dinosaurs, all of them, died. So if somebody said, who is stronger than us? We know who is stronger than us. And all it took was one, the equivalent of one grain of sand. That meteor, in the context of the earth and the context of what is in this solar system, is less than a grain of sand. And this earth is less than a grain of sand in the context of the Milky Way. And the Milky Way is one of billions of galaxies in the visible universe. There is a fantastic series that you must see called One Strange Rock, which is on, I think it's on Netflix and so on, which is a series of movies they made, which within quotes stars 8 astronauts from the International Space Station. And they talk about the Earth as they see it and so on and so forth. Bismillah ta'ala, if Allah gives tawfiq, we'll talk more about this, but for the moment, just think about that. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This is what Allah created. Allah created the earth and He gave us, He positioned it in a way where it could sustain life, and then He gave it what is required for life to initiate and then to sustain, until we came to where we are. Now with this series, you would have seen, I'm sending you various links, and you will see that these are very normal links. These are links from Wikipedia, and there are links from YouTube and so on. I'm not sending you some secret documents from some vault of some, you know, secret research center. I'm sending you very simple things to show you that all of this knowledge and much more is available at your fingertips for free if only you are interested to read. But if you are interested to spend your time on Facebook or some nonsense like that, then that's your choice. You can live a life of ignorance, or you can live a life where you learn and where your knowledge expands, and you read, and you see the glory and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this increases and enhances the strength of your iman. This is our choice. So all of this knowledge, I'm not a great scientist sitting here, I'm only somebody who does not have a Facebook account, that's it. So I have time to do something a little bit more useful. People talk about how, you know, all this, people who believe in things like evil eye and whatnot. You get evil eye because you insist on sending out all these images of the blessings that Allah has given you. Instead of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and being grateful for it, you want to advertise this all over the world. Do it. And then attract negativity from everywhere, because that's all you get, believe me. There are very, very few people who you can probably count on the one finger of one hand who will be happy to see you happy. The vast majority of these people of this world will only envy your happiness. They will not be happy to see you happy. They will envy your happiness. And envy and jealousy are negative and they are harmful. And if you want to sit here and attract that envy and jealousy, then that's your choice. But instead of that, if you don't want to waste your life and your time, you want to read something which is useful, you want to get some knowledge which is beneficial, this also is your choice. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us some sense and to enable us to use our lives positively and not negatively, and to be pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, and to be happy with it and to be contented with it, because this is the greatest of all wealth. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.